Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Today, what women want in a relationship.
Don't expect it. Let them do it because they love you. You know what I mean? That is their form and their way of showing you affection and how much they cherish you. That is a cherishing. I want them, they have to cherish me.
They don't really identify what they really want. So that is why we tend to have problems along the line.
Psychologist Sigmund Freud famously asked the question, but he did not have the answer. What do women want in any relationship? But anyway, even today, the question of what motivates women continues to resound. So, what does a woman need? Woman needs four important things in any relationship, and that is to be wanted, the want to be a friend, the want to feel special, and finally, they want a man to be honest. And that is according to EliteDaily.com. But today, as usual, on Let's Talk, we'll explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleagues Orin Aisisi Tangishaka, Henok Fente, and our fellow TV broadcaster Ini Thompson from Nigeria. In this edition of Let's Talk, we will be discussing what women want in a relationship. According to Jordan Gray, consulting.com, women want partners that care. They like to feel loved, to feel safe, to feel seen, to be allowed to be nurturing, to be appreciated, to feel like she can count on you. So, I spoke to Yusuf Harandi, my colleague, and I wanted to know, what does he believe women want in a relationship?
But the issue here is most of the women, mm-hmm. I would say, they don't exactly know what they really want.
Really?
Yeah, because if you look at the whole issue, mm-hmm. you find out that they will just be, they want this today, and tomorrow they will change their mind, they want this.
Okay.
From this to this, from this to this, you know? So if they really want someone, mm-hmm. while they are dating with that person, mm-hmm. along the line they would see someone whom they feel, oh, I love that one much more better than the one I have on hand. If really? I would get that one, I would fall in love with him better than having the one I'm having at hand.
Right.
So they tend to be confused.
So what is the disconnect here? Because I spoke to a lady before in this show and she said, you know what? Men usually don't really know what they want. They always go for this one thing. The next thing you know, the relationship doesn't work. They just got married. Things are going haywire. Everybody's just saying no. You jump into something else, or you jump to a different relationship. Is there a disconnect, maybe?
Yeah, I think the problem here is because they don't really identify what they really want. So that is why we tend to have problems along the line. If they really knows what they want, this is a guy I really want, and I'll go for him for better, for worse, mm-hmm. then I'll remain with him.
Right.
But being the fact that, oh, I want this guy because probably he's rich or probably he's handsome. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So along the line, they would just felt, oh, I'm sick and tired of being with this guy.
Yeah.
Let me just move on with another guy. So they will start misbehaving.
Uh-huh.
They will start doing certain things that we are all humans, you know?
Right.
So definitely at the end of the day, you feel, oh, I'm sick and tired of being with all these troubles here and there. So you can... That's what leads to divorce.
Oh, yeah. That's what divorce happens.
So when things are not working. Literally, they don't really identify what they want. So that is what is causing all these problems.
So all the problems you think, Yusuf, is because women do not identify what exactly they are looking for in a relationship.
Absolutely.
But when they turn the tables around, some people say the same applies to men. Men come into a relationship, especially, one guy was saying the M word, which I mean the marriage word. If somebody's dating somebody, when they mention, like, I'm ready to get married, I'm looking for someone to be my husband and all that, da, 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 then you see a man starting to run away. Now, is this something that men are always scared and they don't know when they went to a relationship what they were looking for? And someone was saying men do lie a lot coming into a relationship. And once the woman is hooked, the true colors come out and things don't work.
Well, I will not deny the fact that there are some men that are liars and some men that are deceivers, of course. But the whole issue here is, do you meet with the right guy? Mm-hmm. Is this guy the right person to you? Mm-hmm. If he fulfills all the qualities of a man that you feel or you think you want, then why wouldn't you ride on with him? Why do you have to look back and see the other people? If at all you are really committed to me, then that should be it.
Now, is this question of men being scared or like,
yeah,
they can't
yeah,
get married? What is it?
Yeah, of course. Why would you trust someone that you don't feel comfortable with? Because today she will be in with you and she would just be telling you, I love you, I do this, I do that. After all, she has someone or she has another agenda in mind, which she did not disclose it to you.
Thank you, Yusuf Harandi. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing what do women want in a relationship. Please welcome to the show my colleagues, Henok Fente from the Horn of Africa Service. Henok, welcome aboard.
Thank you for having me.
Please welcome aboard our fellow in the house from radio and TV broadcaster from Nigeria, Ini Thompson.
Thank you so much, Sunday.
Welcome. And also, of course, our regular, my colleagues, Oren Isisi, thank you, Shaka.
Thank you, Sunday. Hello, everyone.
Tonight's topic, what a woman wants in a relationship. Well, when we talk about men, we know what they want. We discussed this last week with Henok Fente. But today, we want to discuss, what do women want in a relationship? We do understand that women like to be appreciated. Women like to be loved. Women want to be given everything you can give them, including your money, if you can. But anyway, let's find out. Ini Thompson, you're a special radio and TV broadcaster. I'm sure you've been dating for some time, and you know what you want. Of course, you're a confident woman and a professional woman. Mm-hmm. So you meet a guy as a professional woman, and you can talk of other women. So what do they want in a relationship?
Well, I think the very first thing that a woman wants in a relationship is security. Now, the definition of security is different for every woman. For some women, they think that security comes with money. That's why you see women go after rich men. And then for some others, they think it's a famous person. And that's why you see women, you know, run around the celebrity and, I mean, television,
like,
and
the Ronaldos,
television and radio stars like Enoch and all of you have a lot of girls waiting on your list.
Well, I'm done with that. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. And then for some people, security is marriage. You know, a change of name, a home, somebody you can call your own, someone you can cry with and laugh with. You know, this is just, that's the bottom line of what women want in a relationship. It's security, but it only differs because people have different definition to security.
Okay, I can hear you. I think Henok Fente can take a note of that.
I'm taking mental notes.
Okay. Now I'm coming to you, Oren Isisi Tangishaka. Of course, you're a married woman and you've been dating. So when you were looking for a man, what was your preference looking for?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When you say she's a married woman and she's been dating?
No, she was before she got married.
Qualify?
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me verify.
Well,
now,
help me out.
Yes, Tangishaka,
now. Because I am not dating.
You are a married woman right now.
Right.
And let me tell you, you've been dating, but also keep in mind, folks, you could be dating with your husband. You could do those dates just to make sure things go. So, hey, right, who knows what you do?
I mean, I think this is a very hot seat. One of the things, like Ini said, it's very important. It's good to women look for security. It is true. But as you said, I have dated in the past. And I think when we are dating women, we are looking to self-actualize. You have to have assurance and confidence in yourself before you look for someone else to give you that security. Because even if you get it, you will never realize you're getting it because you're still insecure. You still don't know what it is. You still don't know if it's security I'm looking for, if to be completed, part of your life is not completed. So I think that it's really important for a woman and for men to know this. Has your woman really self-actualized? Is she confident in herself before I start giving her things? Because what I realized is that, especially when I was dating, I wasn't confident in myself, you know. And, part of my dating was trying to date people who would, I guess, complete me and to fulfill me and to fulfill parts of me that wasn't complete. I mean, I will want someone who to notice me physically, or I want someone to notice me emotionally. I mean, you just want someone to complete you. But, you know, when I got married, I had dated, you know, I had been in several relationships and I had been secured in myself. Whatever guy was going to come in my life would have to accept me for who I am.
Let me ask you something.
So I don't know if that's answering.
Yeah, but I just
break it down.
You've been in several relationships. Can you tell me how many?
I mean, I would say 4 or 5. I ain't gonna lie. From the time you were a teenager.
It doesn't matter. I'm just kidding. You don't have to say.
This will give you a perspective of how long it took for me to be secure in myself. Because you go to ups and downs. You break up. You get hurt. And you cry. And you go through the motions of being in relationships. So, you know, that kind of helped me, you know, the 3-4 relationships that I was in helped me to see what it is I'm looking for. I need to be secured in myself. Whoever's going to come in my life will have to love me for who I am, for my height, my skin complexion, my hair texture, whatever, everything. So now that I'm married, I married at a time where I was secured in myself.
You're already secured.
Yeah.
So it was good.
I was like, look, dude.
So you see, Hanok,
are you suggesting that women who are not married haven't self-actualized?
No, I'm not suggesting.
Or they don't have, confidence
in themselves?
No, I think
that
themselves?
Some people...
Because that's going to...
No,
and
I think some people
are in a lot of trouble with a lot of African women right now.
What I'm saying is that some women go into relationships or even marriage before that steps happen.
And what happens is if they go in there, they really don't know what they want.
Yes,
so you're coming back to
Henok's
question.
When
maybe,
they go in there, they
like
frustrate.
You said, they don't know what they want. So maybe you met those who just started and they don't know what they want. And right?
Well, I never say they don't know what they want. Mm-hmm. I say that I would like to learn because
but you
I
just don't
know
what they
want.
So yeah, my opinion is that when you have that kind of woman who is not self-assured, self-confident, self-actualized, they will frustrate you because they will try to get you to do that for them.
Why would you let them frustrate you? The question is, when you are hanging out with a woman who's
some men are
there,
not patient. Some men are not patient.
Yeah, some men are not patient. Yeah. You know that.
Well, that's what we call one night stand.
That's true, because some men are like, no, this woman is full of it. I don't want this.
So, I'm out of here.
But when you meet a woman who's sort of like confident in themselves, let's just say, you know, God forbid that happens, even if it's that one night stand, they would just be like, whatever, you lost, not me.
Exactly. And hold it right there. Thank you, Tangi Shaka. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing what do women want in a relationship. One of the ground rules for women is to get a good listener, someone who pays attention. Does this mean a quiet guy will be the most likable? Let's find out. I spoke to Brenda Sabuni, and I wanted to know her take.
It's just complicated because the thing about all this is like the more you get is the more you kind of want or crave for.
Okay. So what you say is probably women in any relationship, they always want more and more and more and more. So
they do want more. And I feel like, there are some who deserve more, if not all of them. I can't really speak about the rest of most of them.
Which means, I was just speaking to a friend of mine and said, in our panel, and she said, you know what, for women, really, we like to be spoiled. We like to be given all the things we want in the world and just get spoiled. So maybe I should ask you, women, do really like to get spoiled? And if you do, does that really make your relationship better?
Yes and no.
Okay. Why yes and why no?
All right. Yes, we do like being spoiled. Yes, it can be a good thing for the relationship. But no, there are people who it can also be a very destructive thing for a relationship. So it depends on who, because some people are very bipolar.
Oh, yeah, of course. So that you say some people are bipolar. Why? Yeah. What's up with these people when you don't realize they're bipolar and you meet the first time, right?
They don't. And if you tell them they are, it's first degree denial. So
because they don't know, okay? Some people say women really enjoy someone who is very impressive, who is, has a sense of humor. But does that mean a man need to be a clown to impress a woman or to shower her with gifts?
I like a dapper person,
Okay.
You gotta look and feel good. When you look good, you feel good. When they look good and they're around me, hey, we all feel good. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't want a whack person, but at the same time, I'm not looking. Wait, let me correct that statement for women out there. Get a job.
Okay, so you shouldn't be expecting a man to come into your life and just give you all the things you want.
Let them do it because they love you. You know what I mean? That is their form and their way of showing you affection and how much they cherish you. That is a cherishing. I want them. They have to cherish me. You gotta cherish me.
All right.
You know what I mean? There's a difference. There's a difference in telling you gotta buy me everything, anything right. I want in the below the sun. You gotta get it. You love me. You gotta get it. You just gotta make it happen. Come on now. That is unrealistic, especially in this world. That is the most unrealistic thing, especially within our last generation and this generation that's going on right now. This is just whack. It's like everything is just business.
I know.
It's like women need to stop trying to make love a business.
Including marriage. It becomes like a business and a contract.
It's a business. It's a contract. Don't make it a contract,
Thank you, Brenda Sabuni. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing what do women want in a relationship. Back to you guys in studio. Okay, now since you mentioned some things that are very important, I think our colleague Henok has learned a lot from you. Now, since Henok, you've learned a little bit, what do you think, from your observation, that women want? But don't only depend on this observation in studio, also give me your observation while dating, because, you've been dating, so you know better, maybe.
So I'm going to take you 1 week back.
Okay.
And you see, the problem with men is when women are talking, we're not listening. So I didn't hear anything. Oh.
And this is something he reminded me. Let me tell you.
Let me summarize for him.
Before you summarize, Tanki Shaka, I want to tell you something. What I heard is women, they do know that some men don't listen. Mm-hmm. Okay? So they will tell you a whole story. And then they'll ask you, what did you hear? What did you like? What part did you like? And somebody told me also, women usually like a silent man and a quiet guy. Thinking, this guy is so quiet because he's listening. By the end of the day, the guy is not even...
Sometimes so this happens to me and I'm pretending to be listening. Right?
But actually, you're not even listening.
I'm actually zoned out.
Exactly, in your own zone, see? And you think, oh, that guy is so quiet. I like him. He's listening to me. But no, he's not. So, okay. Back to you, my friend.
So today,
tell me,
hear what I'm doing.
Since you didn't hear anything, just tell me your experience.
Well, in all honesty, to be a little serious on this show, that doesn't require it to be. What women want? That's a question every man asks, and we all try to make our women happy, because if the woman is not happy, you're not happy, the family's not happy. So having that understanding is really very important. And what women want is to be loved, to be cared for, And I'm in a relationship. So in my relationship, my girlfriend likes to be understood. And she likes me to listen to her, even though I said earlier I don't listen much. But, you know, when push comes to shove.
You have to, right?
You have to. Try to stay out of trouble, you know?
Right.
But most importantly, constant care and love is very important.
Very true.
And sometimes...
Constant care and love, yeah.
Yes. I mean, for us guys, we can be very loving initially. And women tend to be very rejecting initially.
Oh, yeah.
And
so
then
it's a game
the
of
table
cat
turns and
chasing.
They become loving and we sort of start becoming indifferent.
You're preaching good. You know?
Yeah, he knows you his really, game, right?
You really understood this thing.
So I guess we can have a solution here.
Okay.
If women don't make the chase so difficult for us, we'll be nice to them later on.
Exactly.
No.
How about a pact here? Do we have an understanding?
No, women will not do that. And I don't advise women to do that. You better let him chase you to know how, you know.
How long? Okay.
Well, you're right.
Let's talk about the chase. How long
but they
do you
have
to be
frame,
chased?
I think.
I don't think
how long?
I don't think it's how long.
Okay.
It's how intense. You know, because...
Okay. That could be creepy, you know?
Why?
No,
borderline
no,
creepy.
No.
Intense.
Yeah, no,
when there's intensity.
No, because if a guy is chasing you and he gives you a phone call once in a week and you say, okay, how long? And you say, I'm going to give him a month, you get, and he gives you a phone call once in a week.
So it's only four phone calls.
You get what I'm saying.
The whole month.
So once in a week is intense or?
She says
it's
not intense.
Not intense. Because if we say how long, then I might as well give you like a month or 2 months and you can give me a call a week and you would say it's how long you've been chasing me for a week. But if you give me a phone call a week and you say you're chasing me, I'm going to assume you're not serious.
Yeah. Okay.
First of all, why are we talking about making phone calls? There's this thing called voicemail and text.
Voicemail?
And text.
The least interaction possible.
No.
But
I just said phone call.
Give
an
example.
Enoch, he's trying to take the shortcuts.
I know, because he doesn't have time, you know. He's very
but
busy, so he's trying to go straight and finish. I mean, I guess.
Hey,
okay,
I think what Enoch said about constant care is so important.
Right.
I mean, we know women likes
attention.
Whether it be physical,
true.
Emotional, financial, women likes attention. So that's a key. Men should take notes. Constant attention. That could be, okay, if you call me in the morning.
Even if I called you today, this morning, I still
call you again tonight.
Yeah,
constant means there's no gap in the, you know, to give her room to think, I'm not thinking about you. And you can send a text. You can wait the next day and call. And the next day you send an email. You can just, it's a constant thing going on to show her I'm thinking about you. So women want attention. And
especially when I go out, for example, you know, sometimes I might be hanging out with my friends and it's boys' night Saturday. My girlfriend appreciates it when I send her a text message saying, you know, hang out with the boys, miss you much.
Yes, that's just like hot
but
melting.
When I don't say anything, well, I mean, she's not going to be mad at me because it's already established, but it makes her feel good.
Women are very emotional, you know, so a woman might say, oh, I'm not feeling well. And you ask her, so what's wrong with you? And she's like, I don't know. So there's the need for a man to be very attentive. The body language you get is very, very important if you really want to make your woman happy, because for example, you're hanging out with the boys and because it's agreed between both of you that every Friday night you hang out with the boys, you know, and so she doesn't really have grounds to complain about it. So she cannot say, please don't go out or something. But if you really listen to her or watch out for her body language, you could feel, oh, she's not very happy today. Why don't I spend a bit of time with her? Maybe go out with the boys later or, you know, something like that. So the communication is
more... Or decide to stay home for that night.
That'll
sacrifice.
Cool. That'll be cool. you know, so communication is much more than what the voice says. Mm-hmm. It's about the body. It's about, you know, the facial expression. And not because women also look out for the men. Like, a lot of women would know when their husbands or their boyfriends are hungry. The man doesn't
without
have to
saying,
say, yes,
right?
The man doesn't have to say, oh, I'm hungry. She'll be like, oh, you're not looking good. You must be hungry. And she gets you something. You know, so the women also need that kind of attention.
Right.
Mm. Well, they know the man is hungry when he starts acting weird to start with, starts to get angry.
Thank you so much, guys. Well, Africa, this is your turn. All our listeners out there, it is time to give us your input.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Masukameng. I'm based in South Africa, the capital, Pretoria. And I would love to offer up what I think is the helpful response to what we all would love to answer in as far as what women want. My humble response is I believe they want you to pay attention. They want you to remain tuned. And they want you to try your best to retain information, because a relationship, even though there's communication, if there's no retention and if there's no attention being paid to what's being spoken about, we can communicate all day. We will not be able to reach each other on levels that we believe are going to help promote and strengthen the bond that's between the woman and the man. So paying attention, staying tuned, and retaining information, I think, would be the better way to do and achieve a healthier relationship between men and women.
Thank you, listeners. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing what women want in a relationship. It's now time for the unusual story of the week.
A man who had brain surgery woke up to find his fear of spiders had been cured, but that he had developed a hatred towards music. The man, who had arachnophobia, underwent a procedure to have damaged tissue removed from his brain. When he recovered, he found that his once intense fear of spiders had turned into a fascination of them. But he had also developed a strong aversion towards music. Doctors believe that his phobia may have accidentally been cured during the operation. As for his attitude towards music, doctors report that his feelings of distaste disappeared over time, and the man is once able to sit back and enjoy the music.
Thank you. And that's it for our show today, where we titledly explored what do women want in a relationship. A big thank you to my guest, Brenda Sabuni from Tanzania, and of course my colleague, Yusuf Herandi, from the House of Service. And of course, a big thank you to my colleagues in studio, RNICC Tangishaka, Henok Fente, and Ini Thompson, a fellow and a TV broadcaster from Nigeria. And of course, Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be witchcraft. Whoa! Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.